AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth cited the fog of war in defending a follow-up strike on an alleged drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean earlier this year. During today's cabinet meeting at the White House, Hegseth said he did not see that there were survivors in the water when the second strike was ordered and launched in early September.
And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back.
And President Trump says he has Hegseth's back.
I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete. But to me, it was an attack. It wasn't one strike, two strikes, three strikes. Somebody asked me a question about the second strike. I didn't know about the second strike. I didn't know anything about people. I wasn't involved in it. I knew they took out a boat.
In the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says this needs to be investigated.
Look, Republicans are not going to impeach Pete Hegseth. We feel he should resign. The vice chair said that multiple times from this podium. I've said he's the most unqualified Secretary of Defense that we've ever had in this country.
A congressional review has started. The Washington Post first reported Hegseth issued a verbal order for the second strike that killed survivors on the boat. A man accused of shooting two National Guard troops near the White House pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and assault charges. President Trump said during his cabinet meeting he did not want Somali immigrants in the country, saying residents of the war-ravaged Eastern African country are too reliant on U.S. social safety net and add little to the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging U.S.-led peace efforts to end the nearly four-year-old war. His comments came after speaking to an investment forum before meeting with the U.S. delegation led by Envoy Steve Witkoff. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Jonathan Matisse explains why an election in Tennessee is important beyond just that state.
A special election in Tennessee is set to offer a new test for President Donald Trump. In this seat, Trump has endorsed Matt Van Epps, the Republican candidate, against Democratic State Representative Afton Bain. Now, this seat last year voted for Trump by more than a 20-point margin, in addition to voting for the former congressman in this area, Mark Green, by about that same amount. Political observers are keeping an eye on this one as both parties are trying to figure out where voters stand ahead of the midterm elections. The House is narrowly in a Republican majority right now, and prior election results in New Jersey and Virginia, along with some other special elections, have given Democrats hope that there is momentum going in their favor right now.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.